Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Genesis chapter 18, verses 13 and 14. Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, 'Can an old woman like me have a baby? Is anything too hard for the Lord?' I'll return about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." I love laughter, and I'm sure you do too. It's a pleasure to see people really letting rip and having a good laugh. Laughter can be sparked off by any number of things, but it's often sparked off by absurdity. We laugh at clowns because everything they do is ridiculous and turns our normal expectations of life upside down. Sarah's laughter was for precisely this reason. She was about 100 years old, decades beyond childbearing age. Although she'd longed for a child in earlier years, she had long since got used to the idea that it just wasn't going to happen. And then three mysterious visitors turned up at Abraham and Sarah's tent in the desert and informed them that she would give birth. The very thought was hilarious because it was so completely absurd. But it was true. She was going to have a baby. And the explanation takes us to the heart of the nature of God. Nothing is too hard for him. For us, such a thing would stay on the list of impossibilities. But God is the creator of heaven and earth, and for him, such things are entirely possible. Mary found herself in exactly the same place when she was informed that she would give birth to Jesus. She'd never slept with a man, and she knew that that would make conception impossible. But the angel informs her that with God, nothing is impossible. And praise God, that's how it proved to be. When Sarah gave birth to her son, there was only one possible name for him, Isaac, which means he laughs. Sarah and all those around her had learnt a vital lesson, and it's one that we need to remember. As we live for God day by day, we need to remember never to put limits on what he can do. Amazing as it sounds, God is the God of the impossible. Now let me ask you a question. When have you seen God act in seemingly impossible ways? Now let me pray with you. Great God of creation, help us to learn from this story and not to put a limit on what you can do. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access, of course, at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.